First, just a reminder that our Catholic Women's Association is doing their annual fundraiser, their Super Bowl fundraiser. So there are plenty of desserts, so you don't have to worry about making one for tonight. You've got it right there in St. Michael Hall. Go, it's only been picked over by 5 o'clock last night. It's plenty of beautiful things that are still there. And you get here before the 11 o'clock people, so you got a little better chance at getting something really good. And also, if you've given blood, you'll have more to choose from than just cookies. So you can buy a cake or something instead. So please do give the gift of life as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We certainly celebrate this particular solemnity for our parish, a beautiful kind of local thing that happens. Churches are asked to celebrate yearly their consecration, when they were set apart. And surely it's a time for us to thank the great people who made it possible, the benefactors, by prayer and sacrifice. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We'd still be in the gym after all these years. You know, most of us as Catholics have a special place in our hearts, especially for the church buildings that we grew up with, right? Think back to the church where you were baptized. You might not remember that one, but maybe the one you received your first Holy Communion and confirmation. Those tend to bring back memories of the sisters in the school as well, and all of those other things that might come along with that. Think of the church in which you were married, or in which your children were married. They become special places because of these incredible moments. For converts like me, the church where we became Catholic will always be very high up in our minds. Ask any Catholic who grew up in Aiken, and the old church, Old St. Mary's, will always be their favorite, no matter what. These physical buildings that we call churches are special. They truly are houses of God, places that have been set apart for the worship of God. God himself, in fact, literally dwells in them, especially in the most blessed sacrament, in the tabernacle. Jesus Christ, God and man, is here. When everyone has gone home today and the doors are all locked up, worship will still be going on inside this building because Jesus is here, worshiped by countless angels who are already here among us. It's inside these buildings consecrated to God that we celebrate those most important moments of our lives, our rebirth in holy baptism, our first communions, our confirmation. Here we are forgiven through confession in these confessionals. Here we pledge our lives until death in holy matrimony. And of course, in our churches, we make one last trip down our aisles in death, but with the promise of eternal life that we have been preparing for our entire lives. And of course, it's in our churches that we do this. This is what's brought you here today, the Mass. The Mass brings us together like absolutely nothing we could offer does. From all the backgrounds, from everywhere, people come to the Mass more than they will anything else because it is Jesus bringing us here. We're drawn together each week, even daily, because this is the complete gift of Jesus Christ to his bride, you and me, the church built of living stones. People come here to encounter Christ, to hear the gospel of life proclaimed and preached, and to be nourished by him. But above all, a far more precious temple is here. It's not the building at all. The building pales in comparison to the precious temple that is you. You are the most precious temple imaginable. A building can be the most beautiful that we can imagine, but it pales in comparison to the living stones that are here. But it's good for us to remember that this would be absolutely useless if you and I don't live the gospel out there, beyond these walls. We are not called to be disciples of Jesus Christ merely in here, as if it's some private affair. He gave us the mandate to go and to tell the whole world. We are taught and nourished in here to go out there. Otherwise, really, what's the point? The gospel today shows us a side of Jesus that we don't see too often. Sometimes people call it his righteous anger. We call this story the cleansing of the temple, the great temple in Jerusalem. And it was such a powerful image that it made all four gospels. The early Christians remembered this one big time. What he did in Jerusalem to the temple there with zeal, he wants to do here in Aiken, South Carolina, in the temple that is you and me, with zeal. And in Augusta, Georgia, with zeal. And in New York, in China, and wherever his bride is found. Why? Because sin does not belong in the temple. And you and I are the temple of God. And he knows that we are made for more. We're made for better than sin. Sin is that selfish choice that we make. And it never leads to what we sometimes think it will. Since we are one body, Jesus is the head and you and I are the members, then we are called to be pure and try to be pure as he is pure. Otherwise, our witness as a body suffers. We know this. We've seen it very publicly in the church themselves, leaders themselves who have let us down. The witness to Christ to others now who don't know Christ suffers because of that. But that's why the purification is necessary. That's why Jesus must come and do that. We all agree on that big scale. But what about us, you and me individually today? We need that purification as well. Let Jesus inside your temple to cleanse it too. Let him in with that to turn over all the tables or whatever shouldn't belong there to make it clean. Because people out there must see that we live the faith that we claim to believe. That's where the witness comes from. Now, in the scriptures, the word for the church is ekklesia in Greek. It comes from two Greek words, ek kaleo. It means literally to call out of. You and I are called out of ourselves. We are called out of here. That's the instruction the deacon gives at the end of Mass. And we are called out of darkness into his wonderful light. People who encounter you and me out there should encounter not us, but Christ. That in here we become so transformed and so on fire that in the words of St. Paul, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And friends, it is possible. That's why he gave us the sacraments, supernatural gifts to help us. So as we celebrate this anniversary for our parish, we are reminded again of our sacred mission to bring people to Jesus Christ. And so we ask through the intercession of Mary, the Mother of God, and help of Christians, may God bless our entire parish family and keep us focused, to keep us centered on our mission. That is, that we are called out to be bearers of the light, Jesus Christ, to this world in desperate need of a people who are not afraid to witness to his unselfish love with their very lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.